Hey guys, when we started this project, we were not sure how hard it would be to edit, record everything, and then eventually distribute. But then luckily, someone told us about Anchor. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Secondly, they have creation tools that will allow you to record and edit directly from your phone or your computer. They distribute your podcast for you. And the best thing is you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're in a state of confusion. Questions on your mind. Send in Leticia and Brandy. Gonna help you unwind. We're hanging out together, even though we're alone. So pass it on over. Sorry we're stoned.
Are we rolling? You're rolling.
I am rolling.
Always.
Maybe a little too much.
Oh, you think?
I might need to cut back a little.
Really?
No. Honestly, Austin was just so much fun.
You loved it?
I loved it.
Oh.
I had 2 weekends in a row, ACL. Like, honestly, it was so fun.
It was pretty fun.
I went shopping during the days and on, you know, the Friday night when Miley played, would go to the show. But honestly, it was just so much fun hanging out.
Yeah, we had a good group.
A great group.
Really good group. Some friends came. That's always fun. Yeah. I hadn't seen Wayne and Katie in a really long time.
Our friends Wayne, Coyne, and Katie, and their son Bloom, and she's pregnant again.
Once people have one, they just start cranking them out.
I know. It's so crazy. But it was really fun to see them, and it's just hilarious. Like, Bloom is just goes everywhere. Like, always in a good mood. Like,
that kid has the blondest hair I've ever seen in my whole life.
It is so cute. They are just the cutest little fam. Yeah, we had to have really good friends both weeks.
Gabby was there. She's always
there. Gabby was at every show.
I know. When I went the second week, AJ and his girlfriend Kat came. They're super fun. I missed Keys.
I thought we did great. I love Keys, but we did good.
Yeah, it was good.
We had fun. I loved it. So I just thought Austin was so much fun. Like, the vintage shopping there is just so incredible.
I know. So we've always talked about how my mom can go vintage shopping and put on any pair of jeans and they magically fit.
I don't know how.
Insane. But I actually... It's a freaking miracle. Found a pair of jeans that sort of fit me.
They fit you great.
I might need to do just like a teeny tiny little alteration, but
I mean, honestly,
they're pretty good.
I just think vintage jeans fit so much better. I love it.
Maybe for you.
I got so many cute vintage t-shirts, vintage jeans. Like, I kind of shopped my brains out.
The vintage shopping is way better there than here.
Although I do like a few stores here.
You do?
I love Black Shag in Nashville.
Aren't they outrageous though?
No, like, jeans at Black Shag are like $65.
Oh.
It's amazing. Their t-shirts, rock t-shirts, are really expensive. Mm-hmm. If they're real true t-shirts from the concerts, I mean, they're expensive. But if not, it's not. And then there's another place in Nashville called Starstruck I really like. Austin is just shop after shop after shop.
Yeah. It is a lot.
It was amazing.
I know.
And the first week was brutally hot.
Pretty hot.
It wasn't that bad the second week, but the first week was brutal.
It's hot as hell here.
Now?
Yes. Mom, for October, this is not right.
This feels great.
Okay, but for October, it's too hot.
Is it?
Yes. It's not normally this hot in October.
Well, it feels awesome. I am just loving it here. The weather here has been phenomenal.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What else have we been doing, really? Hanging out with Baby Bear.
So much.
Baby Bear was over last night, and Asgie got to hang with him, and it was so cute.
She was so good. Brandy's dog, Astra, honestly, she really should go to the children's hospitals.
I was thinking maybe around the holidays I'd take her.
She just would go sit right beside him.
She
was very interested, and it was so cute. She never tried to jump. She didn't try to do anything.
She's the best.
She just would sit there by him and stare. It was the cutest thing.
So cute.
Tish Cyrus cooked an amazing meal.
I don't know about amazing.
Brazen ate every bite.
It was a very simple meal.
It was, but the steak.
Was a bomb? I didn't have it.
Brazen said it was perfection.
Really?
Yes. I've learned to cook steak so well. I haven't had a baked potato in ever. They're going to have to go.
No.
These are the dog's chains rattling. It's fine. But I cooked. I made a salad with spinach and arugula and romaine and onion.
I wish you'd cook tonight.
It was so good.
What are we doing tonight for dinner?
Pizza.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Pizza? Guess what?
Oh, guess who's coming over tonight, y'all?
Guess who's hanging in the basement? The one, the only, Paul McDonald.
Oh, my gosh.
He's going to play me some new music.
You guys are going to get stoned as hell.
We're going to get stoned as hell and listen to, I mean, it's Paul McDonald. Okay, first of all, you guys need to go to watch his new video for How Long, which we already love from the record. It's so trippy. I can't wait to ask him, was he smoking? What was he doing when he made this video? Because it's very trippy. So, but I love it. First of all, I love that song. You know it?
I do not.
It's so good.
I'm not a diehard like you, per se. I mean, I like his music. Very cool. Very good. Love it. I'm just not a diehard.
I'm a diehard.
Oh, we know.
Diehard.
We understand.
Oh, and did you see his post? He and his fiance actually got married during COVID.
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so cute. And they didn't tell anyone. They just did it.
I think that's cool.
I love it. I think it's amazing.
I'm telling you guys, weddings are overrated.
Weddings are like so expensive.
So expensive.
I can't even imagine. And just why?
No,
I don't get it.
I don't really
but
either.
I mean, I guess if it's your dream, I just don't. I've never understood it.
I know.
Like, first of all, I'm too shy to even get up. Like, we got married at home, and I didn't even want to say my vows out loud, except I do. And the preacher made me say so. I was so nervous. Like, I am not okay to get up and stand in front of people and talk.
I mean, it's scary.
I could not do it.
I could do it. I can talk in front of people if I have, like, a speech to memorize or like lines that like have already been written for me or like that I or something. I just can't get up there and like start talking.
I would. The only way I could get up and talk is if I had the opening thing was I'm super nervous. And so if you guys will ask me questions that I can answer, then I could do it. But just standing up there going, hey, I'm Tish and blah, blah, blah. And right into it. There is no possible way. I hate it.
I mean, my whole thing with weddings. Is it just like, why do you need to put on a show for everyone to convince people that you're in love?
I don't know.
That's what I get from it. It's like, why
is it because they just want one day that it's all about them?
Seems selfish as hell.
I mean, honestly, it is kind of true. I'm like, why do all these people want to come watch me say I do?
It's
and
weird.
Like have to dress up and have to, like, honestly, I agree. I mean, why not just take that money for the honeymoon or to get your new first house or,
yeah,
like, I don't know. It just seems silly.
Kind of insane.
But people love it.
People love it. I get the party aspect. Of
me
like
too.
The, you know, quote unquote reception. Like, I just say throw a big party.
You're getting ready to go to a wedding again.
I know. I have so many this year.
You really do.
So many. Ben Higgins.
I know. That's awesome. I'm so happy for Ben.
I know.
Honestly.
Honestly, so happy for
him. So happy. I love Ben. He's so awesome. Greatest guy ever.
He is a good
and
dude.
He seems so happy.
He does. And Jess is great.
Is she? Like, I haven't so met great. Her.
Yeah. It's funny. She reminds me a lot of his mom in a lot of ways. Which, you know, they say guys marry their mom, so I don't know.
That is not true with my boys.
Oh, that is true.
Maybe they'd had enough of me.
I'm serious. Because they do say that.
Yeah, Brazen and Trace did not marry their moms.
No, no.
Although I feel I'm a little more Tay
yeah,
than
I was
Stella.
Gonna say that too.
I can go a little Tay for sure.
A little Tay.
Yeah. Stella's got it together and I don't. It's so funny. But yeah, that's just not accurate at all.
Yeah. Well, not for them. But anyway. What have you been watching lately? Anything good?
Yes, something I literally am obsessed with until now, and it just got gone a little too far at this point, but it's called Dr. Foster. Yeah. And weirdly, I just noticed that this director, Tom Bond, directed it, and I've worked with Tom on So Undercover with Miley before, mm-hmm. and it's just so different from what I think that he does, but it's really good. And I, of course, like it. It's geared toward more my age. It's this woman and she's married and they have one child and it's a boy. And like the opening is they're in the kitchen, they're getting ready for school and work, and everything seems great. Her and the husband actually get it on before they both head out to work, and they just seem like so in love. And then she walks over and she gets ready to put on his scarf, and I think she ends up wearing it to work. But all of a sudden, when she looks at it, it just zooms in on this very long blonde hair, and she has dark hair, and it just kind of like is like, oh, what's that? And you just get this glimpse of 1 second, her being concerned. Then she puts it on and she goes to work and she's a doctor. And then she looks at it one more time during the day and she goes over and she kind of picks it up. And then something else like that happens. Like she finds like a chapstick or something and she says, is this yours? And he's like, yeah, why do you ask? Come to find out, like we know, men are trash. He has been cheating on her for 2 years. Two. And so
that,
but you know what? I think she was gonna just let it go, seriously,
what?
And move on.
No.
And he swears he's ended it. They're doing great. And she goes to his work, and the receptionist lady is acting all weird. And she goes into like his office, and he's looking around. And she goes by his window to the outside. And she sees him down in the courtyard with that same girl. And they're giggling and hugging and kissing and all this stuff. Ooh. She loses her ever-loving mind. But does not show it. Oh. And when I tell you the way she lets everyone know she knows is so good.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. She sets up a dinner at this.
Don't ruin
okay,
it.
You've got to watch it. What she does at this dinner is not okay, but it is so good. And the second season has gone a little too far, I think. Mm-hmm. But I still love it. It's just that the acting is so good. And I'm kind of thinking the young girl, I need to look it up, is the same girl that is the assassin in Killing Eve.
Oh, really?
She is just an amazing actress. And so is the lead in this show. It's so, so good. It's from the BBC, which is, again, not so great. Mm-hmm. I feel like they just do such great TV.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too.
Hair.
I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
well,
out.
This is amazing.
I'm
so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
Well, I started a Netflix movie.
You did.
Jake Gyllenhaal's new movie. Have you come across it on Netflix?
No.
Okay. Love Jake. Like, love.
Where's he been?
Well, now he's on Netflix. Okay. Don't know where he's been. But, like, he's done some pretty great movies. I'm a fan. So he's got this Netflix movie, and I only watched half of it. I watched it while I was in Austin, so I need to finish it. But it's kind of weird because it's labeled as like a thriller, like rated R thriller. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was kind of thinking, well, it's like, it's October. It's when all the scary movies come out. Like, I was kind of thinking it's going to be a horror movie. Maybe it's going to turn into that. I'm not sure. But the first half of the movie, so he plays like a 911 operator, like, ooh, he answers 911 okay. calls. But like, I don't know, in real life, are those people that answer 911 calls, are they cops?
I don't think they're cops.
Okay, he's a cop and he's answering 911 calls. So I don't know what's going on with that. He's answering 911 calls and this girl calls in and she's like crying and she like pretends like she, like at first it sounds like she's like talking to her kid. And then like, then he starts asking her questions and he's like, have you been abducted? Like, say, just say yes or no. And she says yes. And so he's like trying to stay on the phone with her and figure out, like, without like get her giving away that she's on with the 911 call, like, he's like only answer yes or no questions, but like trying to figure out how he can help find
her.
So the first whole half of this movie, like 45 minutes straight, though, the only setting is him sitting at the desk out on the 911 call. Like, it does not.
With this one with call?
No, it's other calls coming in, and then he's calling other people to try to help find her and stuff. But it's just so crazy because I have not seen, like, any other setting so far except him sitting at a desk. It's just crazy.
I love
it. So it's not fast paced, mm-hmm. but it keeps you hooked enough that like I kept watching.
That's how Dr. Foster is. It's pretty slow.
This kind of is too, but, and I also just keep thinking like, is this going to turn into a horror movie? Like, that's what I signed up for. Like, is that what's going to happen? So I don't know, but I'm going to finish it this week.
So, but is he taking other 911 calls or he's just working on finding her?
We has to take other
oh yeah
calls.
That's true.
And then but then he like starts then you it's like one of those things where like you're not supposed to get like it's not supposed to get personal and you're not supposed to get invested in something, but he is for whatever reason. Like, it almost seems like something in his past made him like super like, I gotta find this girl, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And everyone else is like, okay, we'll pass the info along to so-and-so and then keep answering more calls because that's the end of your job. Like, it's not your job to find this girl. Like, that's what so-and-so's for. Like, you just answer 911 calls or whatever. But obviously, he, like, wants to help find her. So he starts, like, doing shit that's not, he's not
this
supposed to.
This sounds good.
But it's slow. Like, it's a slow-paced movie. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Haven't finished it, so the verdict is still out. But if you like stuff like that and, like, Jake Gyllenhaal, like, maybe give it a watch. It's number two on on Netflix this week. So,
well, I feel like it's because he's in it.
He also executive produced it. And it says, I don't know if you remember this Nick, I can't pronounce his last name, Pizzolatto or whatever. Mm-hmm. He directed True Detective. Like, he's on it.
Ooh.
Too. So, like, I know, like, that's what all these people in it kept. I was like, this has to be good. So,
okay.
So we'll see.
I might have to start that tonight.
Yeah. It's called The Guilty. I didn't
and then there was something else I was wanting to start, and now I cannot remember what it was.
I started season two of The Morning Show. Season one was great. Season two, like, it's not bad. It's just kind of more of the same. Like, it just, there's nothing like special and new about season two. It's just more of that.
You right.
know? So it's good. Like, I enjoy it. I love Reese and I love Jennifer Aniston. Like, yeah. It's not to love. Anyway, other than that, I don't really know.
So
Yellowstone is coming back November 7th. I think it's, let me just verify.
I have not ever seen Yellowstone, but can we find out when Succession's coming back? And
I thought it was back.
It, I don't think.
Are you sure?
No, but I think I would know.
Yeah, November 7th.
I need that to come back and Ozark.
When's Ozark coming back?
I don't know.
Probably not till next year.
The trailer is not okay.
Let's see.
It looks so freaking good. I cannot handle it.
What season are we on of Ozark?
4.
Are you sure?
I watched season 3.
October 17th for Succession.
Ugh! That is soon.
See, this is saying the fourth season of Ozark will arrive in 2022.
Yeah, that's what they did say.
That's what I was thinking. I bet next year.
It is going to be unreal. Like, from what I've seen, it, like, is, looks so good.
I love Jason Bateman.
I love that show because it is just, like, this normal family that just keeps getting in deeper and deeper and deeper. And they are in just so deep they cannot get out.
I know.
It is so good. I love it.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, should we get into some Dear MTs?
I would love that.
Hey, y'all. My name's Allie. I'm originally from Texarkana, Texas. I just moved back to the area from New Zealand. And my question is for Brandy. So since I've moved back because of COVID and due to a death in the family, I've really just been trying to find new hobbies, and I realized how much music has really gotten me through a lot of things, and I'm wanting to start learning how to DJ. So I really just want to know how Brandy got started and how you kind of found your own flow and what kind of equipment you use. Any just like tips and new tricks for the newbie over here. Sorry, just hit my new bud vase that I call Hannah Montana. A little bit stoned, but love your guys' podcast and love your family. Thanks so much. Bye.
She is too good.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, New Zealand, that's sick.
So sick.
I want to go there so bad. Couldn't be more different than Texas. So I applaud you for going somewhere new. That's super cool. The blood vase. She's everything. Okay. DJing. So, honestly, it's one of those things, like, you can really teach yourself. There are, like, classes and like schools, like my friend Blake from The Bachelor, he like went to DJ school for a minute in Denver. I forget what it was called, but you can look it up. And a lot of times, like, they do offer like classes and stuff. And it's not a terrible idea to take maybe one or two just to get yourself familiar with the software, because for me, that was the hardest part because I'm just not tech savvy. And the music part just came naturally to me because I've done music, you know, like before. And I think if you have an ear for music, like, that part is very easy. When I started, I was using a software called Traktor. There's pros and cons to that. The pro to Traktor is it's very user-friendly and pretty simple. And I found it very easy to get the hang of. But the only bad thing about that is then when you want to kind of like step up and start using Serato, which is what all the professional DJs use, it's very different. So then for me, I kind of got stuck loving Traktor and didn't want to move over to like the real software. So
yeah,
totally up to you what you want to do there. A lot of people just start on Serato, and even though it's a little harder to pick up, it's kind of worth learning that because that's what everyone uses. And then, and now, like, when I play clubs and stuff, like, what the equipment every club has is backline are CDJs. So definitely learn your way around CDJs, and then you can buy yourself, like, a smaller board, like, that's more, like, portable to keep around at home. to practice on. So like, yeah, once you learn the software, honestly, it's just a matter of spending time doing it. Like sit at home and just practice and pretend like you're playing and just play around with it. And I really just feel like the best thing to do is play music that you like, and then you'll kind of like create your own style in your own lane. But my number one rule with DJing is play what people know.
Absolutely.
You know, like, yeah,
play the hits.
Play something people can sing along to and dance to and know, because that's key.
Absolutely.
Next one?
Yep.
Hey, guys. My name is Cassie. This is so awesome. I love you guys' podcast so much. I listen to it all the time. You guys are hilarious, first of all. So I'm 26 years old. I am from Minden, Nevada. And my question was, well, long story short, I just recently found out that I have Lyme disease, and I have had it for about 3 years. I got it from when I worked at the Humane Society, worked with the cats and the dogs. Apparently, I got really sick from it. So it's just, I'm still in the recovery process and working at my current job now as a custodian. It's hard, really hard and exhausting and, you know, mentally. So my question is, you know, if you guys just have any advice just how to deal with it mentally, because I still have a long, long, long ways to go till I'm fully recovered. And then my other question was, is if you guys are going to have Miley ever come on the pod. Sorry for the long message, but thank you so much. I can't wait to hear. Love you guys. Been a fan for years since I was like 12 years old. So love y'all. Bye.
So while we were on the plane coming back from Austin, weirdly enough, we were talking so much about Lyme's. And the stewardess said that her daughter had gotten Lyme's disease, and that it was a pretty tough recovery, but that I remember her talking about essential oils, and really adding like a lot of homeopathic remedies to like whatever the doctor is doing, for energy and like nausea and different things like that. And it was so interesting. I don't like know a lot about essential oils. It's something I want to learn about, because I just know that the one time, like, I was super nauseous one day and I was like, oh, I don't want to smoke pot right now. Like, I have to do so-and-so. And Caddy was like, oh, let me like get some peppermint oil. Mm-hmm. And so she put a couple drops in water that I took by mouth. And then she had me take it and blend it with like a little olive oil or something and rub it on my stomach. My nausea went away immediately.
Really?
It was crazy. Cause I did not think that was going to be the case, but I was like, okay, I'll try it, whatever. Now, if I get nauseous, that's what I do. And I feel better immediately.
I feel like people drink peppermint tea for that too.
Maybe. But it was crazy how well it worked. So I do think essential oils like can be really great for a lot of, you know, things like that. And maybe it's something you could research. But I think honestly, you just have to take it slow and go at the pace that, you know, and it sounds like the job you're doing is pretty tough to be doing with like the situation you're in. But I think you just have to, you know mentally that it's going to go away and you will recover, but that it's just going to take time.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They're like, they are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens. They are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and
pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute.
Is my sister ever coming on the podcast?
Who knows? Not if we have to schedule it. That girl, like, honestly, as much as she loves a schedule, I can never pin her down. Do we need to call her and ask her?
We're going to have to.
On live.
We're going to have to bribe her.
I know. Like, what? And she can't wait for our new merch. She's do I get merch? When do I get this Sorry We're Stone merch? And
that's because she helped us design it.
Yeah, she did. She did. She was like, oh, is that the shirt we designed? I'm like, yes, it is. But no, we're telling her she can't have any until she comes on the pod. And she's she's a real stoner.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because I think everyone else has been on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have. They really have.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Loser.
Whoa.
Big loser.
Oh, God.
My name is Kristen Bailey, and I just have, a quick question. Okay, so my belief is, believe in whatever you want as long as you're just loving everyone and treating everyone with kindness. You know, I think that's important. I also, believe that our political beliefs, don't define, who we are or how we treat people. But, so with that being said, I'm very open about my political beliefs, and I do like to share them on, on social media, but that's also just because, I'm a wing 8, so, I hate unjust, and so, I'm just passionate about politics, I still, with, differences, I still believe, everyone has a right to believe in whatever they want, and, everyone should always, still love people. But I was just wondering, if you guys have ever lost any friends, with different political beliefs, or, do you think, there's so much division in this country, and it's so sad? I don't know. Does that make sense? Just wondering, how to, keep friendships with people who have different political beliefs, and just, how to still, share what you want to share, without, offending other people. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day, and I hope that made sense. Okay. Goodbye, guys.
Well, first of all, I hate that our country is in this position. I feel like we are the most divided we've ever been. And I feel like lots of people are losing relationships over politics, which I hate. So, I do think that we have to have freedom of speech and be able to talk about our beliefs. But I also think that if you're going to be posting a lot and really being super outspoken, you're going to have to be okay with losing friendships, because I think there are some people. I know a few of my friends who have lost relationships with family members and friends over politics, which blows my mind. But I absolutely also see where it can get there, because people are right now so divided. And I tend to, if we're talking about it, I'll say what my beliefs are. But I also, where you said you're pretty passionate about it, I can be, but I know that it's such a touchy subject right now that I tend to try to kind of steer away from those conversations a little bit, because I think it has been so divisive and, has ruined so many relationships. And I do think it's really sad that we're at that place. So, I think it's just if you are passionate about politics and it's something you want to be a part of and be outspoken, that you kind of just have to be willing to know that it is going to offend some people and that you could lose relationships over it and be okay with that. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, then not be quite as outspoken about it.
Yeah. For me, I feel like it's kind of religion for me in a way. It's I am not going to shove what I believe down someone's throat or anything, but if I'm asked about it, I'll absolutely be honest about what I think and what I believe.
Yes.
But for me, what works best so that I don't lose friendships is, I don't really post about stuff. I'm not super outspoken about it, but if asked about it, without hesitation, I'm going to tell you what I think or how I feel.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of what works for me, but it is hard. like my mom said, it's hard to lose friends and family over that. But it, you know, like that's where you just kind of have to weigh like what's most important to you. Like if it's really important to you to stand up for what you believe in and speak out about it, then you absolutely should. And just kind of have to take the hit and know that you might, you know, lose some friends over that. Yeah. So I think just think about like what is more important to you and like what's worth the risk.
Although I will say I have muted a few people over.
I do that all the time. There's some people I follow on Instagram that have different political beliefs than me. And, you know, not so much right now. I don't feel the need to mute them. But like when the election was going on, it was like, I don't want to see that all the time. But that's I also don't want to not be your friend.
Like,
so
it's just like for me, it was just like the point of not that I was upset at what they believed in, that it was just an every single day shove it down my throat. It was more Facebook for me.
Yeah.
But I definitely had to do a little mute on a few.
So I don't know. Like, I think if everybody could have that mentality of like, well, I'll just mute you. I don't need to cut you out of my life.
Exactly.
Like, that would be great.
See, that's the thing is like, I just don't need to see this every day. So I'm going to do a little mute, but I still love you.
Yeah. Hopefully that helped.
Yeah.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name is Kelsey and I'm from Vancouver. My question is for Brandy. Brandy, are you the mediator out of all of your siblings? I have three sisters and a brother, and I go through waves with one sister where I like her and then the next I don't. Do you go through like that with your sisters and your brothers? I'm usually the one they go to when everyone's fighting and they want to know whose side I'm on. You're the oldest and I'm the oldest, so I figured that we would be in the same boat. Anyway, I love you and I love your family. Also, you guys should try shrooms. Shrooms are really nice. Have a great day, guys.
Okay, first of all,
love her.
Second of all, yes, Brandy's the mediator.
Uh-huh.
And it used to be me, and now it's so great because I say, you guys are 21 and you're on your own. I'm not mediating. If you all have a problem with each other, work it out because I'm not in the middle of this anymore.
You really do. She just gets stoned and is like, I'm out.
Like, the second the fighting begins, I'm firing one up and I'll be on the porch. And when y'all work this out, let me know.
I know.
I am not doing it anymore. So Brandy has become the mediator.
I do think that kind of comes with the role of being the oldest, especially of so many.
Yes.
But so like, it's funny because I'm a 9 on the Enneagram, and if you guys listened to that episode, you know, like, you're the peacekeeper, you want everyone to get along, you don't like conflict. So for me, like, the most important thing to me is just making it so that everybody's good.
I just hate drama and arguing.
Yeah.
It drives me freaking crazy.
So, but here's where I get in trouble, is because what happens is, like, if Miley and Noah are in a fight, Miley will come to me and be like, but I'm right and she's wrong, right? And I can't say because then it's going to get back to Noah and Miley be like, well, Brandy said I'm right.
Oh, for sure.
But then if Noah's talked to me and she's like, but I'm right and she's wrong, right? You can't take sides.
No.
Like, you literally have to be like, everyone's feelings matter. No one is right or wrong. Like,
it's true.
Let's just love each other. So like, that's where it gets hard, is because like, when people are fighting in the family, like, everybody wants you to take a side and everybody wants to be like, you to validate that they're right. You can't do that.
And honestly, like, I won't take a side in
any
of it.
You can't take a side.
And I just will not do it.
I know.
I will not do it. I'm like, if that involved me.
I'm like, I will sit here. I will listen to you and why you're upset. And I will let you vent. And I will listen. But I am not taking a side.
Speaking of shrooms, I have never done any type of drug ever until I smoked weed at 47. So I've never done shrooms. But honestly, like, I feel like they're kind of the way of the future. and maybe like my future. Because here's the thing. The microdosing thing seems to be pretty incredible, because what it like PTSD and depression and all this, why are we putting chemicals when we can eat something from the earth? Like, honestly blows my mind.
Not sure.
And I talk to people that live in all these other countries, and nobody else forces pills down people's throat like they do over here.
I know. When people from other countries come here and watch television and see how many commercials are for prescription drugs,
it is not okay.
It blows their minds.
I know.
It is not okay. I know.
Like, and honestly, I feel like we just need to move to like Italy. Because they say over there, eating is so clean. Mm-hmm. There aren't all this crap in their food.
It's true.
And the healthcare system's totally different.
Yep.
Like, it's just completely, how did we get here? I'm not okay with it.
I'm Marta. I'm I'm Italian and living in London. I heard from your last pod that you like to do a trip in Europe in 2022, and you mentioned Amalfi Coast. Well, I'm from, it's very close to Amalfi Coast, and I've got a few places that I would definitely recommend, places to eat and to go out and to stay. But definitely, if you want to visit Amalfi Coast, one of my favorite are renting a car, going through Sorrento, Vico Equense, and then going through all of the coastline, which directs you to Amalfi, Atrani, Positano, Vietri. Everything is amazing. I guess it's easier for you to get a hotel nearby and then with a car, like exploring different bits in different days, because there's a lot to walk and everything is amazing. This can be done in like a weekend. Sorry, like there's only a minute for me to record on Instagram. But then from Sorrento, you can take a ferry boat to Capri, which I'm sure you've heard of. And Capri is really lovely. And there's also two other islands that you can visit. If you land in Naples, so if you happen to go to Naples, then from there you can take a ferry boat to Ischia and Procida, which are two amazing islands. Ischia is slightly bigger than Capri. Procida is slightly smaller than Capri. And they're also different in terms of color, buildings, and the beach and the food is amazing. I really recommend. Happy to give you more tips and ideas if you're planning to visit the south of Italy, closer to the time if you want. And thank you so much for the pod. I really love it.
It's so funny. One of my good friends, her name is Marta too, and she's Italian.
Marta.
Her name's Marta, just like Marta.
Marta.
We love Marta.
Marta. Why have we not had her on this pod?
We absolutely should.
Marta.
I did her podcast.
Okay, what's Marta's Instagram?
At Marta Pozan.
Ridiculous. Marta, like, honestly, I've never, ever, ever even considered being with a girl.
Mother.
Marta is my everything. If I was young and was going to, like, trot out, it would be with Marta. She is the coolest chick. She is stunningly beautiful. She doesn't do a bunch of crap to her face. She's like not super skinny. She's just got this great body that is, I don't know, she's perfect. And what I love the most about her is she will go and travel on vacation for 2 weeks alone.
Yeah.
Like
she does travel.
She actually
alone. Loves
to be alone. Okay. I love Marta.
Love Marta so much. It's funny because Marta's accent sounds so different than this Marta's accent. But I wonder if that's because my Marta has been in the U.S. for so
long.
Yes,
but our Marta, her accent is so good.
She's so cute.
I'm obsessed with
her. But anyway, we are going to Italy next year.
Okay. Is the Amalfi Coast off Italy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the west. It's the whole western, southwestern
coast.
Why was
I thinking it was the south of France?
No.
Okay. So, this makes me so much happier.
Positano, Capri, that's all Italy. We got to go.
Okay. Can we do, like, everything else we did in Italy before? Because I want to go back to...
We need to do the same thing.
I would love to go back to Florence.
I'd go back there. I don't need to go to Venice again.
No, I didn't love Venice.
And honestly, I don't really need to go to Rome again either. We did it.
No, we've done Rome too.
Yeah.
The only places I'd love to go back to is I would really love to go to Siena. And we were close in that little town we were in.
Yep.
But I do want to go back to Florence. I freaking loved it. And it I want to go to Tuscany.
Well, yeah, that's Florence is in Tuscany.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess I don't want to be right in Florence. I want to be in the countryside.
Tuscany, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Like, honestly, I just feel like I could live there. I do. Or Switzerland.
Switzerland's everything.
Hey, ladies. It's Colleen. I am out walking on my favorite day of the week, Thursday morning. It's Brandy and Sizzle time. Sizzle time. Tish, I swear we would be friends in real life. It got to the point when y'all show first came out that my daughter was like, can you stop talking about these people?
I love her.
Love y'all to death. Look forward to the show every week. My daughter just turned 16, so I was wondering, Tish, do you have any tips? After raising three amazing daughters, what do you do to help them when they're kind of like not feeling as comfortable and confident as they should be? Anyways, love you guys. Out here walking. Gonna go try some Qigong later.
Oh!
And Most definitely. Sorry, I am stumped. Y'all have a good one.
Honestly, doing She Gong Stoned, I have not done that, but I'm going to.
I feel you should.
I feel absolutely. Like you would just be so connected to Mother Earth if you were stoned doing She Gong.
Yeah, you should try it tomorrow.
I think I'm going to try after this podcast because I actually only did a little bit this morning because I had to go babysit Bear. But honestly, first of all, I love her.
She's great. I would hang out with her.
I would hang out with you in a second. And I love the stoned and Qigong. It's so good. Mm-hmm. But honestly, the biggest thing on the confidence thing, and it's still like a struggle, especially for Noah a lot. And I hear it. Like, I literally watched something on the news last night. And this woman was talking about that exactly. That social media has truly caused such a huge, and I never really hear people talk about it at like body dysmorphia. Like mm-hmm. we talk about, me and Noah talk about it a lot, but it was all about what body dysmorphia and what we are looking at on the internet and then thinking that we need to look in the mirror and look even closer like that when everything that we are seeing is filtered, reshaped, like freaking these apps. Now I do it. Like, I never did that. I didn't even know what this was until, like, 2 months ago. And instead of going and doing a little under eye, like, getting that wrinkle, I just hit the
filter,
the skin number 2, and yeah. It is just whoosh.
I know.
I am, like, 10 years younger. And it is,
I know.
And then, you know what? And it makes me feel like crap when I go look in the mirror. It does.
It does.
Yes. It freaking does. I'm like, oh, how do I get rid of these brown spots? Oh, like.
There's a laser for that.
Is there?
Yeah.
Lasers freak me.
There's also a facial for that.
What kind?
The RevaPeel. The peel. I told you about that.
Okay, I need the peel. That's what I've heard is the best.
Yeah.
But now it's like, okay, now I want to go get the peel and the laser and that's time and money. And yeah. Like, I'm like, what does that do to your skin in 10 years from now? I don't know. It's just all awful.
You're right.
The Kardashians, like Kim was SNL, great. But like, they like that. This is their job to look perfect. And they have trainers, like people that cook for them, they make the time to go do all this surgery and all that, whatever they do to look the way they do. Like nobody else has that type of time or money. And so like, and nor would I want to be doing that. Yeah. Like I'd rather get stoned and do Qigong and go to Switzerland. But my point is that's what we're comparing ourselves to. Mm-hmm. And it's just not real.
No, I know.
It's just friggin' not real.
No.
And so I didn't even answer your question because honestly, I don't even know because it's so freaking hard. And I think that's the thing with Noah too. I'm like, why do you even look at that? Because like that person doesn't look like that.
I know.
Like nobody's skin looks like that.
Yeah.
And so I think it is just going to be a constant struggle as long as we really, which I don't see social media going away anytime soon.
Me neither.
I think it's going to get worse, if anything. And honestly, I'm thinking in 20 years from now, everybody's just going to look like, I don't even know that like we're going to look like the same species. I feel like it's going where everybody's going to look like just freaky.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I mean, like, listen, I'm never going to not stick some botulism in my forehead. Oh. Which I think is so dumb that we do this. We are putting poison in our skin.
I know, but I have
Why would we do this?
Going on Thursday.
Well, here's what I've decided, guys, and this is for the older girls out there. I am not doing this crap anymore. I will do a little my Botox. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I did filler under my eyes. I've done that before. It was excruciating. It looked fantastic. Mm-hmm. Excruciating. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to wait a couple years and then just do the little lower facelift or whatever. And because I'm just like, why put all this crap in my face that you have to keep doing, which is painful and expensive. I'll just wait a couple years and just get a mini lift.
You don't even need to do that.
Not yet. No, I'm going to put the picture up and circle my neck.
No, you're not.
No, I'm going to, because I even tried to smooth it on the Face app and it would not smooth. I'm going to show it to you and we're going to put it up. Because it was not even smoothable on the friggin' app.
Oh, my God.
It was out of control. But I'm going to post it anyway.
All right. Well, you do that. And on that note, I got to go.
Now?
I got to feed the horses.
Wait, I got to tell you this one more thing about my friend Sean. She just posted this picture. And Sean does zero. And she has some wrinkles. But how much more beautiful can you? Like, she looks like a normal.
Yeah.
Like, and she's not, she doesn't do anything.
She looks great.
How great does she look? And I think way better. If she had fillers and a bunch of crap in her face, I mean, honestly, if she had a bunch of shit in her face, she would not look as good.
No.
She's so gorge.
She's pretty.
We're going to put her up too.
Love it.
Anyway, I love my friends. I'm going to give, just like, I'm shouting out to my besties because I'm living my best life. I just have so many great girlfriends.
Well, that is fantastic.
I know.
I'm so happy for you.
It's just awesome.
Well, great.
I just love them so much.
Well, that's amazing.
I have such a cool group of friends.
I think your girlfriends and my girlfriends, we should all go on one big trip.
I do too.
Sounds great.
I know. I love Gabby.
Love Gabby. I love the stoners.
I love the stoners. Okay, well. Stoners.
Next week, I think we're going to have a special guest on for you guys. I'm not going to say who quite yet, but we'll announce it on our Instagram later this week.
Tay.
Mother!
Tay.
What if we can't get her? Tay. We can't tell them that yet.
Tay. We're trying to work out Tay in the house without Trace. Well, I've got to go shower for Paul.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I know. You know what? And I invited his wife, but she's on tour. And the reason I talked, Brazen brought Paul up to me because Brazen is wanting to write with Paul's wife.
That would be cool.
So cool. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. Stoners, I'll let you know how it goes and let you know how the new music's going to be.
Perfect. Love you, Stoners. See you next week.
Love you. Bye.
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 Hey, guys. I'm Alana Dunn, and I'm the host of Seeing Other People. As an early Hinge employee, a modern dater, and now a fiancé, I know the dating world maybe a little too intimately. I'm here to make you feel less alone in your dating journey, whatever it may look like. Don't have a date for tonight? No problem. Whether you're looking for love or just want to laugh and commiserate with others, tune in to Seeing Other People as we explore the roller coaster that is the ever-evolving world of dating.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.